Item number one is subdivision rezoning for north of Sage Creek Boulevard, east of Hydro Transmission Line, under file DAZ 12 of 2010. The applicant is Mr. Eichfeld.
Okay, we have three people registered on this item. They are Eric Vogan, Jeremy House, and Suzanne Mittemuller. The last two are registered for information. Eric Vogan is registered in support. Anyone else besides these three folks who wish to speak on this matter who are in the gallery? Seeing none, we will proceed then with the folks listed in support, the first of which, of course, is Mr. Eric Vogan. Mr. Vogan.
Good evening. My name is Eric Vogan. Our company is at number one, Dr. David Friesen Drive. First, I'd like to update you on progress in Sage Creek. So far, we have over 360 homes started or completed within the development. 285 have been occupied. By next summer, we expect to have 400 completed homes in the hands of homeowners and another 300 apartments rented by next summer. The apartments that are going up now are expected to be fully leased as soon as they're finished. And I'm also proud to welcome the firefighters and paramedics to Sage Creek. The new fire hall will be at the center of a 25-acre commercial development, and around that development we will have, with the approval of Phase 5, approximately 1,000 single-family home sites, including those already built on, and enough space to build a similar number of apartments and townhomes. The first thing I'd like to address with regard to the reports on this matter is the exchange of correspondence between ourselves and the Land Development Department. We reached agreement on a number of items, and they are arcane and several, and I don't know whether we wish to go through those in detail or whether we want to.
I don't think so. The committee has questions on any of the specifics, they can ask them. But, let's focus on what's not right.
Okay. I have. I'll start off with a technical issue with regard to sewer service. It's a requirement in the ACG report that we keep the sewer services plugged until a home is at least sheathed and built upon and then hooked up. We are totally prepared to guarantee the quality of that service. However, the ACG report and several old development agreements require that we maintain that guarantee until we reach get a final acceptance certificate. The problem I have with that is we've never had one from the city, and it's a bit of an owner's guarantee. So I'd like to have a term of, say, 1 year after connection put on that thing. And that is in Clause 3.2 of the ACG report. Clause 14 of the ACG report requires that the developer construct all sidewalks concurrently with the pavements in the same right-of-way. We are totally prepared to put in sidewalks on all the collector roads as we are required to do. And what we want to do is do it independently. We're usually rushing to get the roads done. We want to do the sidewalks and the boulevards generally the season following the road construction and immediately following construction of any rear lane homes that we plan adjacent to those streets. The homeowners want to see the sidewalks in these situations, and we are certainly ready to follow through and make sure that this happens. And again, I would ask that the requirement to have the sidewalks built concurrently be removed. My concern is I don't want to do it twice, and I don't want to do it badly. Finally, I think the important thing about this phase of Sage Creek is that we've reached a stage where, and particularly because of the number of residents there, we have some clarifications here. Firstly, we have an open space plan given some recognition here. One of the things we worked on with the administration very early in the development of the Sage Creek plan was a three-way agreement among the city, Hydro, and Qualico for landscaping and providing trails in Hydro right-of-way in the middle of that area. This 52 acres of area is now available to the public for their recreation in exchange for 9 acres of traditional parklands. In other words, we swapped 9 acres of park for 52 acres of landscaping and trails in the hydro corridor, and that is recognized within the amendments to the ECG report. That area is at this point about half landscaped, and we have some of the trails in, and we're continuing to work on it. The effect of this three-way agreement is that we have about 16% open space in the developed area as opposed to the current requirement of 8%, and it is one of the features that we recognize sets Sage Creek apart. Also included in the ECG report is an understanding that we are required to warrant and ensure the quality of the landscaping and the trails that we are putting into Sage Creek. We are doing a largely native grass open space system in the passive areas, and there is a good deal of patience required in doing this properly, and we are remaining diligent on that. It's a matter of not only planting, but also weed control and ongoing diligence after planting to ensure that what results is of long-term good. Similarly, the gravel trails are to be packed and usable by all manner of active transportation, bicycles, towing trailers, wagons, and pedestrians. And we will make sure that we deliver those trails in a condition that is satisfactory in terms of compaction and ongoing simple maintenance. Another thing that we've included in this plan is a 7.5-acre park, which is destined for playing fields and a school site. In our first hearing for Sage Creek, the councillor of the day included a requirement that we make provision for a hockey rink and a skate shack in some future phase. The administration of the city is cool to the specific idea of a hockey rink, thinking that there may be better ways to spend that recreation dollar. And I can say at this time I look forward to working with the Sage Creek residents to find out what they would wish to see here and work with the city following that. As I said, we're going to have, by this time next year, some 700 households in place, and I'm sure we'll get lots of involvement on that. And the Residents Association is starting to appear now from what I hear. We are also proposing a 4-acre school site adjacent to this park. This school site represents an important opportunity for the Riel School Division and the province to make a commitment to a school in Sage Creek. It's noteworthy that since the first development south of Bishop Grand in the St. Boniface School Division only built one school in the last 25 years. St. Vitale School Division at the same time built 5 in River Park South alone. There is definitely a need there. We are working hard to make Sage Creek a complete and walkable community, but it's an hour and a half walk to school the way it's laid out right now, and we're looking to create some excitement around a new school happening. In other neighborhoods we develop, we are seeing many more children on the street, and we are certain that a commitment to build a school in Sage Creek will bring many families who are currently hesitant to come to Sage Creek because of the extreme distance to what should be a neighborhood school. It's our plan to offer the Riel School Division a 2-year option to purchase the school site in Phase 5. The Riel School Division recognizes that a school in Sage Creek is their highest capital priority. And the administration has also stated that it takes at least 3 years to go from commitment to doors open and classes happening in a school. The time to get going on this thing is now, and we look forward to discussions with the Riel School Division and the Sage Creek Residents Association and the residents in general to help make this happen. That's the extent of my comments.
I have a question relative to the school site. I see 3 parcels of PR1 land. I'm assuming it's the section that fronts onto Sage Creek Boulevard?
It is zoned, I believe, multifamily. adjacent to the PR, just immediately to the east of the PR, on Sage Creek Boulevard at the corner of Edward Turner and Sage Creek Boulevard.
So that's the school site there?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. And you have three large tracts of parkland in Section 5 and Phase 5 as well?
Well, the PR, the public reserve adjacent to the school site, is a 7.5 acre site that would be destined for playing fields and organized sport. The other two are also zone PR, but include the extensions of several wetlands. So there's a linear trail system that passes park adjacent to those wetlands.
So that's
where the lakes are?
Correct.
Now, I just want to be clear, I understood what you said about the rink and skate shack. So you're going to, together with our administration, hold that in abeyance until there's consultation with the residents that are there?
Yes,
to see what exactly they want?
I know where Councillor Magnifico was coming from when he suggested it. I think there was a concern brought forward in another subdivision in the southeast, and he thought, well, let's bring that up. Certainly, I think it appropriate that we get a group from the residents to consult on this plan and then see what moves forward from there.
Okay. And last question is the first development agreement issue you brought up. I'm not quite sure I got that. You wanted a one-year, could you just repeat that part for me?
Oh, with regard to the sewer service in Clause 3.2 requires that we keep the sewer service plugged until a house is connected to it, and that we have to save the city harmless from any claims that result from that not being done. And all I'm asking is that we have that indemnity in place for a year after it is connected to a house, rather than what may be indefinitely with a final acceptance certificate.
Can I just follow on that? I'm not understanding what the issue is there, Eric. You're saying that you've got to maintain it plugged until a house is connected to it.
And then once a house is connected, of course, it's in service.
It's in service.
And like the water service, we would expect to be on the hook for a year after that service is in use, but not for potentially 20 years.
So it's basically there's a warranty period of 1 year is what you're saying, as opposed to an indefinite warranty period.
Yes. An indefinite indemnity.
Indefinite indemnity. Is that what the
city's asking for? You're an indefinite indemnity?
Shirley, can you? I'm missing the logic.
I can explain that the legal department and the land development department have sort of got together and decided that the ACG report should be a little more detailed now, as you've probably noticed, and reflect what's in the development agreement, so that the ACG report now is a little more detailed and is reflected in the agreement. This particular clause has been in development agreements since 1989, and with the final acceptance certificate requirement in place, and it's really only come to light now. I guess this is the first time the developer has read the ACG report and looked at the details. That has been in development agreement since 89, and I would be very happy to look into who created it. When Eric discovered this last week, we tried to find out where this came from, why it was developed that way, but it's going to take some research. But this is nothing different than has been in place since 89.
So is it fair to say that it's sort of a discussion at the present time? That it's a sort of a back and forth between the two parties. You're recognizing that there could be some potential exposure which is greater than what would normally be acceptable.
That's absolutely correct.
And you're saying that you don't know why we have the clause in there. Would it help if we were to change it so that it was somewhere along the lines to the acceptance of the manager of water and waste or the director of property and development for these purposes to move ahead today? Would that get
yeah, I'm,
so
I'm
keep
prepared
the conversation
to,
going. Like, I don't, yeah. like, it doesn't seem like it's reasonable for us to say that we agree with what the current language is, or that we agree with your 1 year clause, because we don't know what the genesis for.
No, I'd be happy to talk with Frank Major and company about it and figure out what the concerns are and address those. And so, to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste, I'm okay with.
But I think you said that there. We've never issued a final acceptance certificate. Is that accurate? Do we not do that?
I'm told that Qualico has never received one. I guess it's an issue of large development.
Well, then it does seem a bit unreasonable, honestly.
It does. Yes.
In fairness.
Yes.
Yeah, in fairness.
This coming for you.
Well, we're concentrating mostly on those ones where we have partners who are looking to wrap things up and know that they have no outstanding issues. And that's where we are focusing at this time.
I'm trying to think of why this exists.
Why we wouldn't sort of take over the full responsibility ourselves at some point in time. We accept it just like we accept a road once we know that it's been in place and that we accept it.
I suspect, Mr. Chair, that was absolutely the intent here, but obviously there are many reasons why the final certificates haven't been issued, and so the indemnity has been dragged on for almost indefinite periods of time, which is unreasonable.
Okay.
So if they unplug their sewer before they put the roof on and backfill the foundation, then they're breaking the rules, is the way it looks, eh? Kind of thing.
I think the intent here is so that if there's a rainstorm during construction, you know, while there is no roof and all the water comes into the sewer connections and floods the system, then the developer is on the hook. But if the sewer has been connected and operational for a year or more, that's not an issue. It's not.
But you're saying just substitute final acceptance certificate for 1 year after occupancy. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Or to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste, if we just want to get a conversation going.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Sounds reasonable.
We're not making a final decision then, and it will be Barry's decision in conjunction with the parties.
The only problem with the final decision of the Director of Water and Waste, it's kind of the same thing if we're not issuing final acceptance certificates. I mean, a final acceptance certificate could be... should be issued by the director anyway, so it's essentially the same thing.
Yes.
But the director may come back and say, well, the final acceptance certificate should be issued no later than 2 years after the date of service. So.
Well, all right, we'll tell you what. Stand down for a minute, and we'll see if anybody else, if the other two folks want to comment, and then we'll probably get you right back up here. Yeah.
Thank you. Development agreement number 2, the whole sidewalk issue. You just want to build it once the home is constructed, then you get.
That's right. These are all streets, bus routes.
So we're not ripping up sidewalk that's been put in before the house.
That's right.
No, but this is the old problem.
Yeah.
We do this on every.
Yeah, we are avoiding doing streets with sidewalks and driveways.
So what's going to these streets you're talking about? They have fronting houses.
Yes, and back lanes. So they look forward to a sidewalk because that's their front way down the street.
Okay, so they...
Because it's on a collector road.
Yeah.
So there is no front drives in these ones?
That's correct.
Okay, so that we're probably safe there, actually. But okay, just sit right there for 1 minute. I'll just go through these other folks who may or may not wish to speak. And then Jeremy House and Suzanne Mittermuller, do you wish to come forward and ask any specific questions? You as well?
Yeah.
You can talk.
Okay. If you're okay, you're okay. I see. You look very busy now. Good. All right. We'll register you for information.
Anyone else?
There's no one else. No. Yeah, it's back. You guys want questions of administration? We might as well ask them now.
What we want to do with that one clause is that we've got the wording right so that it doesn't delay Eric and that it's comfortable for Shirley that we're not going into no man's land here. That we.
Is anybody asking our administration a question exactly, or
Well, just as long as we're, like, if you read the clause, it says the developer shall ensure that each water sewer service remains plugged from the installation until a foundation excavation has been backfilled and the roof of the dwelling has been sheathed, after which the house sewer may be connected. The developer shall indemnify the city against all actions, claims, demands, damages, losses, and costs, including legal and court costs suffered or incurred by the city arising out of any failure to do so prior to the issuance of a final acceptance certificate certifying completion of all work under this agreement. So how do, I just want to make sure we get the language right, that we're saying that it is, this is to be done in timing that is to the accept satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste. Is that, it shall be done within timing that is acceptable to the Director of Water and Waste. Is that?
We need to do a kind of thing.
Yes, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you get enough out of that to make have the clause make sense?
All you're just doing is adding at the end of it?
Yeah, with the timing to be to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste.
But you're leaving final acceptance certificate in there?
No.
No, no.
Well, there has to be a final acceptance certificate at some point.
No, well, we don't issue them. That's the problem. See, the problem here is that there's no, and it seems like a reasonable complaint, is that ostensibly someone's out there waiting to open up their sewers until a final...
No. The sewers are hooked up. The final acceptance certificate comes...
Oh, right. That's the end of the... right. That's the end of the liability.
So you could still have the final acceptance certificate, but, you know, the whole process is to be done within time, within timing that is to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste. Is all.
No, but I think the problem is, if I understand correctly, is that there's... We've never seen a final acceptance certificate. Is that right, Eric?
Correct.
So there's no hope that they're even coming. Like this beast out there, the final acceptance certificate.
Well,
you can't release the indemnity unless there's a final acceptance of some kind.
Can I suggest, rather than trying to wing it right now, right here, is there any way to move everything forward and allow the administration and Eric to talk before it gets to property committee and then have it done there?
It's not going to go to
that might be a better idea.
The next P&D meeting.
Yeah, that's where he needs time.
So there's time.
It's not going to go till September anyways. So then my suggestion is good.
That.
Right? That's good.
For this one clause, but there are a number of other recommended clauses or changes that have been agreed upon by the admin and the app outside of this one. Right. I'm not sure if you're aware of all of them.
Yeah, well, I've been following the email threads, but I haven't been reading them extremely closely, I must confess. I'm happy they're satisfied, though. But what? How does that affect with my suggestion?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's one amendment that you can leave by the wayside, but you want to deal with the rest of the amendments.
Yeah, I'll deal with the rest of the amendments, but I'm just this one, that way you have the time to negotiate and come up with something that's acceptable.
Sure.
By the time it hits property committee. Okay. And we need the right wording for number two to make sure that the sidewalks, you know, get constructed after the home construction is done.
Did we have that language in here?
Delete the clause?
We're asking for concurrent construction. You delete it.
Okay, let's delete it.
What is the... this is a genuine issue, the concurrent construction, I understand. And what you're worried about is you'll break them up as you're constructing buildings, or you'll just have little smatterings of sidewalk. The other side of the coin is that they don't get built because residents, once they move in, they're livid about the idea of a sidewalk being put in. We go through this all the time.
And you haven't had that problem in any of our developments, but the other issue is that Public Works say, well, you can't start the guarantee period on the road because you haven't done the sidewalk yet. So that delays the process again. So they don't call the road substantially complete unless the sidewalk's there, which delays our progress there.
All right, Councillor Vandell.
I will move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Favour, opposed, carried.
Aye. I will move the receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor, opposed, carried.